Hey guys, Will Durst here, wondering what the hell is the problem with these so-called undecideds we keep hearing about. Who are these people? The ones that claim they still don't know which candidate they're going to vote for president. It's estimated that 8% of America hasn't made up their minds yet. What's the plan, man? Are they going to flip a coin in the booth? Vote for the person whose ad they see last? Are they also confused about which receptacle to use in the bathroom? Need post-it notes to remind them that it's socks first and then shoes? Do they struggle with the intricate manipulation of forks? Who could possibly not have an opinion on this presidential election? Now? Really? It's November. What are they waiting for? Snow? A sign from God, to be awakened by a bright light piercing the bedroom ceiling and a booming voice telling them to vote for the big orange guy. A flock of pelicans to form the word Clinton on their flight south to Mexico. Obviously, this race has come down to who is hated less. She's the only Democrat who could lose to him, and he's the only Republican who could lose to her. We're in the middle of the worst O. Henry story ever written. You get the feeling if none of the above were running, they'd win in a landslide. But what kind of stone-crazed loon can't tell the difference between Trump and Clinton? Or are they waiting to see who Ronald Reagan endorses? Anybody who can't figure out who they're voting for by now should bide their time until the ghost of Uncle Ron or Calvin Coolidge or Alexander Hamilton telepathically nudges them. The wait could stretch into years, and all in all, you know what? That might not be such a bad thing. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.